Extra 1-1. My mother made me a teacher. I don't mean that she forced me to become a teacher. In fact, she was adamant that I could be anything I wanted. My mother made me a teacher because she taught me to love learning and to love sharing. Her own father told her that there wasn't any point in a girl going to school past the 8th grade. But my mother knew better. Between her influence and my own natural tendencies, I was destined to teach. In addition to my mother's overriding influence, there are several other events in my life that convinced me to become a teacher. When I was little, I could not pronounce the syllable er. No one could understand me. I remember being very frustrated. Then, when I was 4, my mother took me to meet a wonderful speech teacher named Miss Phillips. Within 6 weeks, the problem was fixed. I could say sister and flower and all of the plentiful and powerful ER words. I learned then, in a very personal way, the tremendous power of education. My mother said, "Teaching is the world's most important job," and I knew exactly what she meant. When I was 13, I spent a month in Shiner's Hospital having a spinal fusion for scoliosis. I was there for 2 weeks before the surgery, having tests run and getting to know the other patients in the ward. The other children were wonderful, very sweet and caring. I had them sign an autograph book so I could remember them. I remember being shocked that although they were all close to my age and very intelligent, many of them could barely write their names. My mother explained that many of them had been in and out of hospitals their entire lives and had not had a stable education. I learned then what a difference the opportunity to learn could make for a child. My mother said, "An education is the one thing no one can take away from you." In middle school and high school, I took the most difficult, most diverse classes offered to me. My classes included band, industrial arts, visual arts, creative writing, calculus, and physics. Physics was hard, and it made me really think. It was wonderful. I made straight A's and graduated as valedictorian. My mother always said, "Learn every day like you were going to live forever," and "If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right." So, when I was ready to pick a career, I had a strong work ethic, a love of learning, a respect for teachers, a desire to think and help others, and the belief that education could change everyone's life for the better. I knew I had to be a teacher.